State Representative Anthony DeLuca is joining us by phone this morning. First off, morning, sir. How are you?
Great. Good morning from sunny Chicago Heights, Illinois.
Yeah. How's the temperatures there this morning?
It's hovering around 30.
Oh, well, you're just doing a bit better than us. We're about 36 here, so. But, you know, you're going to get a lot colder tonight and tomorrow night, too, so.
Yes.
You know, I'm really glad you were able to join us this morning because this has come up in a number of interviews here at News Radio WJPF, and that is about a collection fee for communities that charge more than the 6.25 sales tax. Home rule law allows you to do that. There's a collection fee. Explain this to us as it stands right now, State Representative DeLuca.
Thank you, and thank you for having me and your interest in this issue. And basically, just to give an outline, Illinois law currently requires that through the Illinois Department of Revenue mandates that they collect certain locally imposed sales taxes on behalf of these various local governments. And the revenue that is collected is then remitted back to the local governments that adopted the sales taxes. So municipalities that choose to adopt these taxes are mandated to participate in the state's collection system through the Illinois Department of Revenue. So that's something that's important to keep in mind, that the taxes cannot be collected locally at this time. And through the budget implementation process that took place over the summer, there was a fee added. And that's what this issue is all about, this 2% administrative fee collection that would go directly to the Department of Revenue, which adds up to about $60 million in revenue that will be taken from these local governments and kept by the state.
Now, when it comes to this, all right, I mean, because this is really kind of mean in a way that I haven't quite come up with a proper word for this yet, because they say basically you need to raise taxes home rule because you've got issues, you know, whatever the case, and you must do this. Well, we want our cut. Well, there's already a system in place to handle all these sales taxes, but charging you more because you've used more ink, because that's really what we're talking about here, is adding a zero on the end of a check, and we're going to charge you 2% for that. I mean, is that an oversimplification?
No, it's basically what's happening. It's a way that the state and the department are looking for ways to generate more revenue for the state. And I think you could call it, in a way to make it sound kindly, it's a money grab. It's a money grab, and that's basically what this is all about.
All right. Now, and you know what's interesting is 2% to it, depending on the size of your town, can be a whole lot. We live on very thin margins in smaller communities. Granted, they have home rule law. Now, you have HB 4101. This is the idea. We're going to cut this collection fee. Now, you want to cut it in half or you want to do away with it?
Yeah, House Bill 4101, if anyone wants to take a look at it, cuts the administrative fund fee from the 2% to 1%. Now, I've had a lot of interest from mayors contacting me and saying we want it to go from 2 to 0. But in working with the Illinois Municipal League and trying to take a reasonable approach to this and understanding that there may be some costs associated with the collection of this fee, although everything is in place, that's why we made the decision to take baby steps here and go from 2% to 1.
Now, what's interesting is already communities are battling with loss of retail, a la Amazon. So they're already seeing their retail drop if they've had taxes. So not only do you see that drop as a result of changes in the market, but also what the state comes in. I mean, it's kind of a double whammy in some ways.
It is. And just so your listeners understand, you know, I used to be the mayor of Chicago Heights. I used to be the president of our high school district here, so I've got local government experience, and I chair the House Cities and Villages Committee in Springfield. So I have a lot of interest in these type of issues, and it's something else that we have to keep in mind when we're looking at these type of issues, because local municipal governments have already received a significant cut in what's called their local government distributive fund money, which is money that's collected by the state through income taxes, and then remitted back to these counties and municipalities. We're also looking at proposing a property tax freeze in Springfield. And we don't know what the final outcome will be of this. it appears at some point there will be some consideration made for a property tax freeze. That's further revenue that will be limited for collection by municipal government. So when you look at the whole picture and you look at all the angles that their resources are being limited, it's really a tough time. It's a tough time for local governments.
What kind of support have you seen within the, in particular, the House?
On House Bill 4101, not much, because it's something that we just filed over the summer, or I should say in the fall. So this is something that was just filed during veto session. I think, you know, I'm still working on it and having meetings, but I think it's really going to start moving, hopefully, when we return to Springfield next year.
You know, when you think about this now and you try to look and try to stand back and get the big picture, I know you know this in detail. The sugary tax, the sugary drink tax. I mean, who would have thought that that would have been repealed? Once it was in place, you don't see taxes repealed. It just doesn't happen. Sure, we had a temporary tax increase that sunsetted. I mean, that in itself is an exception. But, you know, when it comes to a tax revolt in Illinois, I think we're in the midst of a lot of people trying to shrug these taxes off and going, no more. We've reached a saturation point, whether it's property taxes, which you alluded to, this collection fee, seeing smaller amounts of our local taxes return to our communities, as you also mentioned, and then seeing someplace that was dedicated, I mean, that it passed on a vote. They had some 300 jobs that had to be cut from the budget as a result of getting rid of that sugary tax. But we're starting to see, I believe, Representative Luca, a breaking point.
Well, I agree, and I think you make some good points, and I think that's why it's difficult to try and run a more efficient, leaner government at any level, because it's so difficult to, once you have something in place, to remove it is looked as taking something away from people, and that's very difficult to do.
So what's next? What should we be waiting for local communities, mayors that may be listening this morning, this program? When do you think we'll be able to, this bill, start to see some daylight?
Well, hopefully there's some movement right away in January and February, but I would like to direct the mayors that might be listening and other folks that are interested in this issue towards House Bill 278. And that was a bill that I sponsored this year earlier this spring, which passed the House and currently sits in the Senate awaiting action. This is really the bill that municipal governments and counties are very interested in. This is the one that brings the amount of the local government distributive money. It increases it over a four-year period back to the originally agreed upon 10%, and I won't go into that issue, but I just want to direct people's attention to House Bill 278, call their lawmaker, encourage them to co-sponsor it, ask the Senate to pass it.
Yep, because, I mean, what we're talking about here is when you get to a breaking point, you think, well, we're paying more for taxes, a la the new tax increase, but we're getting less back. Where is the money going? I think that's when people bottom line it. That's very much the way you look. You've shaved it here, you've shaved it here, you've increased my taxes, but I see less back. Isn't the idea, if we're going to raise taxes, to dig ourselves out of this hole, and now we find we've got less to work with?
Right, and these services that are delivered by municipal government, these are the services that most people rely on. These are the ones closest to home, and these are the services that will be impacted the most.
Roads, EMTs, services of all types.
Exactly.
Representative Anthony DeLuca, I really do appreciate your time this morning, Representative.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.